This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Wyoming and Colorado signed an agreement this week to work together on carbon storage projects. It's a model that could expand to other states. Projects like this aren't happening yet, but state officials say they wanted to be proactive. Lily Barco is with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality. Barco says the region is becoming a hub for carbon storage initiatives.
Here in the Rocky Mountain region, we have very deep freshwater aquifers.
Carbon dioxide is injected into these aquifers well below drinking water sources. The states say they're working to ensure the CO2 doesn't migrate upwards and cause contamination. The $32 million settlement Colorado got from e-cigarette maker Juul is being put to use. Those funds are bearing fruit in dozens of programs around the state, helping pay for secession programs, counseling, and rural education and prevention. Students with Fountain Fort Carson School District formed a youth advisory council where students figure out how to help their peers quit vaping. Here's senior Sheena Beeman.
Right now, our focus is vaping prevention, but like with our structure, we hope to branch out and target other student issues as they come up.
The program even pays members of the Youth Advisory Council $150 a semester for their efforts. The district won a portion of the settlement money in a three-year grant. Amtrak's California Zephyr is moving across Colorado again. That's 2 days after a train derailment stopped service on the popular route. As this morning, Amtrak's service had resumed from Denver and Grand Junction stations. Service was disrupted Wednesday morning after a luxury sightseeing train derailed. This is CPR News.